राधे राधे. भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर एंड अदर आचार्य से दैट भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर एंड अदर आचार्य से दैट दे आर हैप्पी टू टेक बर्थ इन द एज अ वॉर्म ऑल्सो इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज दैन टू टेक बर्थ एज अ ब्रह्मा. महाराज इज दिस लाइक यू नो बिकॉज द हैप्पीनेस इन माई ओन लाइफ ऑल्सो आई सॉ द एक्सपीरियंस दैट वी एक्सपीरियंस इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ साधुस इज नॉट मटीरियल इन द सेंस we can't get anywhere. So that experience, even in the form of insight, they get it, or it means that the transcendental experience, they get it, for that they are...
Well, the jiva, doesn't matter the body of the jiva. You're asking about the transcendental experience.
In the association of sadhus, they get that? That's why they say it, because they don't want to leave that sadhus?
Well, that's... Yeah, that we see that. The song you're quoting is from Sharanagati.
Yes, yes.
Kita janmahao jata tuya das bahirmukha brahma janme nahi ash. Nahi ash. Do you want hot water? Nahi ash. I don't, asha means hope or aspire for. I don't want birth as brahma bahirmukha. It's interesting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Kita janma hal jata tuya dhas. I don't mind, let me be born as a worm, as long as tuya dhas, as I can be your servant.
In the next line he says, Maharaj, he says, I want the association of devotees.
Oh yeah.
In that flow he tells this also.
All right. Quite well known. And the jiva may be a human being, it may be a deva. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that the devas, when Jagai and Madai were committing all their atrocious sins and heinous crimes in the Navadvip 500 years ago, they were born Brahmins, but they became so abominable and degraded in their behavior. They were drinking in public place and sleeping in the middle of the road and even murdering people, they say. Molesting ladies or whatever, I don't know, whatever they were doing, all sinful activity. Everyone would just look the other way when they saw them. So now these scribes, the scribes of Yamaraj, the Chitragupta, he's a secretary, he went to report to Yamaraj. He said, these two guys have so many crimes. He said, there's so many crimes. There's Chitragupta is the chief secretary of Yamaraj, then he has 20 female and male assistant secretaries called the Shravanas and Shravanis. They hear everything because everything makes sound. So they write down all the sins that people make. They keep track. So now, by the mercy of Nitai Gauranga, they liberated them and gave them prema. So these scribes that went to Yamaraj and he said, Yamaraj, his record is clean. He said, how is it possible? You said you were all complaining. It says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chitragupta, he said, all my servants are complaining they can't write anymore. Their hands are totally broken from writing the list of all the crimes. There's so many sins that they've so many ledgers and books and copies they've written in this sin and that sin, and they're just complaining, oh, please do something with this. You know, please finish these guys off so our hands are killing us and writing down recording all these sins to report to Yamaraj for punishment in hell. So then Chitragupta said, guess what? He told them, don't worry anymore, no more writing, because Nitai and Gaurav liberated them with the holy name and the Krishna prema, prema pradayate. So then Yamaraj was amazed. He said, how is it possible? How they got free? And he went down, then he saw that Jagai and Madai were in the kirtan party in Navadvip. So then Yamaraj got infected by the kirtan. He started dancing. And then he was dancing in his chariot. And he was dancing so ecstatically that he fainted. And all the demigods were traveling in their chariots next to him. They're also in the kirtan. Shiva and Ganesh and everybody having a big kirtan to celebrate the mercy received by Jagai and Madai. So even the devatas, they contact this Gaudiya Sampradaya and this Mahamantra Sankirtan movement, they go crazy in ecstasy. They feel the nectar. So what to speak of from the devas to the kutas, the dogs, Shivananda Singh's dog, he was feeling great happiness moving with the devotees. and he was chanting in his own way. So he went to Lord Chaitanya, he went to Puri, and then he was being fed Mahaprasad coconut from Lord Chaitanya, and he was dancing in ecstasy. So he's a dog, and he's feeling it. So he's Kita Janmajal, he's Kuta Janmajal. He said Kita means insect, he's Kuta. But he surrendered to the devotees, and he's born as a dog, but he's relishing the Amrit of Bhakti, Bhakti Amrit, dancing in bliss. Not that many dogs dance around. They bark and run and fight. He's on his back, two legs on his back legs, he was dancing. Haribo, 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 like this. And Lord Chaitanya is throwing. And then he went to the spiritual world, he got Siddhadeya. Then Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing at Nimai Pandit, Vishwambara. He was in Vishwambara, small boy, Vishwambara, Nimai. He and his Brahmin friends, they found some newborn dogs, puppies, and they were playing with them. And then Mother Shachi, she saw this mushy dog. They had him around their neck. They had the dogs around their neck and in their lap, and they were petting him and hugging him. And she said, "Hey, let go of those dogs. Go, Nimai, immediately bathe in the Ganga. This is all mushy dog. Oh." And he said, "No, no, my dog may run away when I go bathe. I had to take care of it." And Mother Shashi said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of the dog." So then Nimai went out of sight to the bank of the Ganga. Then Sashimata told the dog, "Jow, jow," picked up a stick and threatened the dog and chased the dog. And the dog ran away. So then the dog went to the marketplace in Navadvip. So then there was some kirtan party going on, Nagar kirtan. And the dog joined in the kirtan party. And he was dancing. And he was chanting, "Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda." And all the people in Navadvip, they gathered in a big circle. "What is this? What is this?" And the dog's chanting and dancing, "Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda." Really tasting nectar. Then he gave up his body. And as soon as he gave up his body, everyone in the audience, they saw swan carrier coming from Vaikuntha with Vishnu Dutas. And then they came, and the dog approached the airplane and then gave up the dog body and got Siddhadeya, Vishnu Roop, and got on the and went to the spiritual world. So at any birth, the jiva can experience ecstasy. Because you can see, even the animals, they experience happiness. You can see if a cow is angry, she expresses her anger, butts her head and kicks her feet or moves her tail. And she's happy, she extends her neck, and almost like she's saying, "Oh." When you're rubbing her neck and rubbing behind her ears very affectionately and lovingly, the mother cow, Gaumata, then she reciprocates, she feels bliss, she feels happiness. There are stories of devotees that have cows and give milk for 10 or 20 years with no babies, because they feel so much love for their masters. This is against the biology, because without a baby there's no milk in the mammal. Mammal means the mammary gland of the human being or the dog or the cow or a monkey and all these mammals. Biological arrangement. But without a baby, but because of intense love, even in the material world, a cow, I know one person in Vrindavan, he has a cow that's been giving milk for years and years, and there's no baby. So what to speak, that's in the material world, but what about the spiritual world? Mother Yashoda was, how old was she? She was 80 years old when Krishna was appeared. Nanda Baba was 90, quite old. They had black and white hair, you know. Salt and pepper beard. So she was old. She was about 80. And then 50 years later, she went to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna. And all the Vrishvasis went to Kurukshetra. And then she was 130 years old. And as soon as she saw Krishna, milk was falling from her breast. Because of her intense motherly love, Vatsalya Bhav. So that Vatsalya Bhav, that motherly love, that's the love of the cow, Gomata. Vatsa means, the word Vatsa in Sanskrit means baby, baby cow. It's called Vatsa. Because that word represents affection also. There's no more affectionate mother than the cow. So that's why we have Vatsalya. Vatsalya Bhav means the Bhav or the mood of an affectionate, loving, caring, protecting mother. And the ultimate mother is Gomata, mother cow. So they're feeling so much happiness, they're giving milk. So the cow is feeling happy, the dogs are feeling happy, the insects are feeling happy. Everyone that contacts the Holy Dham or contacts Bhakti, they will, any kind of form, any jiva will feel happy. It's like some people, they feed the birds. They make arrangement to give water for the birds. So then they put some maha water in the drinking water for the birds. So then they drink maha water and they sing more then too. Or in the feed, you buy them bajra or gehon, not gehon, but bajra they like, bajra seeds, bija. And you make small dried chapatis sprinkled in mahaprasad chapatis. Because you can't offer raw bajra to Krishna. But you put in the maha chapati, then they get to eat the chapati too. And they get promotion. We see, you know, even in the West, people are in human bodies, but they're so contaminated and so covered by the mode of ignorance. And tamagun, they come to the Sunday feast at some ISKCON temple in New York or London or whatever. Very fallen souls of Kali Yuga, very thickly covered over by ignorance. But they take a little prasad, what they call Sunday feast, and they dance in kirtan like mad, you know. So this is the power of Krishna Bhakti. Transforms any human being or any living entity. Kita Janmahal. So Brahma, the verse says that, you know, I don't want to be a Brahma. Bahirmukh. Brahma has so many faces, but he's busy on Satyaloka. I don't want the position of Brahma. That's a long time. If I become Brahma, I have to live at 311 billion years. But if I become an insect, I live for 24 hours. And then I get out of that body and get my next one, become a fly or become a bird or whatever. So within a few hundred years, I may be back to human form of life. And all those births, I'm always with devotees and taking prasad and eating the remnants of their mahaprasad all over the floor as an ant. And then eventually I become a dog protecting them at their house. And then gradually human beings. So within a few hundred years or whatever, from an insect life or even one life, one can attain Krishna. But if I'm born, if I get the birth of Brahma, I have to sit on my seat. I have to sit in that position for 300 billion years. 311 billion, trillion years, whatever. That's a long time to wait for emancipation or liberation. So that's why people pray on the heavenly planets, they pray, let me take birth in Bharatvarsh. Because you don't live long there. We're living in heaven. They live for 100 years, but we live for 1,000, 10,000, 10,000 years they live. But here I'm living 10,000 years, but I'm 10,000 light years away from self-realization. We know about the chanting, we know about Krishna, but we're too busy enjoying our senses. In the heavenly planets, they know about bhakti, they know about Krishna, they know about kirtan. And sometimes they have a professional kirtan in the palace, Indradev. He may say, oh, tonight is kirtan night. Okay, kirtan night. So some devas come playing mridanga and dancing and apsaras, Hare Krishna, whatever. Okay, good, thank you. And here's 100 rupees and everybody gets paid and they go. And back to the dancing girls. Dancing girls. And wine. But just one day a week is no wine and just, oh yeah, little bhakti. That's the best they do. But here, this is a great fortune because life is very short. And everywhere there's opportunities to suffer. There's so much suffering here that force one to turn to God. But when you're in the heavenly planets enjoying all the punya karmas and a fantastic, fabulous lifespan and health and enjoyment and comfort, then why would you be interested in doing spiritual austerities or tapasya or chanting mantras or doing some bhajan, which is very boring and very dry. Just sit around and chant, are you? I can travel all around the universe in your flower airship and dance and music and party and have a good time. So they understand that if we come to Earth, there's a lot of suffering here. We'll be forced to turn to God. We'll be forced to take shelter of spiritual practices to solve the problem once and for all. And that's why we want to go there. So at the very fag end of their long, long lifetimes, in heavenly planets, they say, so our time is almost up. Well, we better go down to Earth. And especially they say we better go to India. Should take birth in Bharatvarsh. And then we'll have a better chance to realize God and practice spiritual life. But here, even this planet, you see people that are favored with lots of wealth. Janmaishvarya Shuta Shivir. They have these opulences and beautiful bodies and movie stars and fabulous wealth and prestige and fame. They're not much interested in going to Mangala Arati and rising in the Brahma Muhurta and chanting japa. They want to enjoy. That's all. For them, it's like heavenly life. Fabulous wealth, influence, prestige, sense gratification, beautiful bodies. And they try their best to keep them from aging. So many facelifts and plastic surgery and buttocks and this thing and that thing. God knows what.